way, I was able to spot the camp from above. It's about an hour and a half's walk out yet. We must have traversed about 2 hours worth of terrain already. You must be exhausted, aren't you? You're not. Did I say an hour and a half before? What I should have said is that the camp is another 2 hours out from here. Surely, you are too tired to make the journey. Oh, you can? Right. Well, I have to admit that I probably miscalculated. Our destination is surely another 4 hours away. Why am I doing what? I'm not doing anything at all. Do I need to rest? Of course not. I could make it there in half the time if I weren't restrained to these cursed legs. But I wasn't about to leave you behind. I thought you might be losing your strength. Wouldn't you much rather find one of those portals? What did you call them? Guard Fey Cast Gates? We would need but step through and arrive in the blink of an eye. No, it's not that I'm eager to travel through one. I'm just... Okay, well... It's not only that I'm eager to do so, but perhaps that is my primary motivation. I'm taken aback that you even need convincing. As you describe it to me, we would already be where we seek to go, were we to use a cast gate. There are none this far out? Oh, so you would make use of one if there were any out here to make use of. I suppose that makes sense. I feel sympathy for your kind. The Dovera have wings, and we Suskerain can take any form that suits our need. But without the Guard Fey, you humans would have to travel by foot everywhere. What is an arcana craft? Vessels that sail across the land, powered by arcanum crystals? What are arcanum crystals? Do I know about the Great Cascade? That was my grandmother's favorite story to tell. Let's see. Before the Cascade, there was but one realm, and the gods were not alone. A vast and powerful civilization of Ki swarmed throughout the cosmos. After eons of expansion, the Ki grew more powerful than they had ever dreamed. Then, one awful day, a weapon was forged that proved to be the undoing of their way of life. Upon its activation, it shattered reality into disparate realms and caused the Ki to become joined with the fabric of the void. It was only because of Aetrus the Selfless were the six gods of the realms preserved. My My grandmother was fond of reminding us that the ki that became one with the realms make up the ki energy all around us. It's what allows mages to cast spells, the gods to create life, and it allows me and the other Susgrain to change form. So what does that have to do with the Arcanum crystals? In the imperfect process that caused the cascade, some of the key energy was trapped in material crystals, which were deposited sporadically throughout the realms. That's fascinating! So, why aren't we using one of these vessels you speak of? Oh, wait! I think I can figure it out. The Arcana craft you speak of are humanity's most reliable and versatile method of transport. But the crystals that power them are rare, so it's not as if you can build as many as you might wish. And since this is a time of war, the kingdoms of Layard must reserve their use for martial crises, yes? Ah! I was confident I could put the pieces together on my own. Ironheart? Tell me, because I'm curious, how did the war between the Oka and the kingdoms of man come to begin? If the story will take a while, perhaps I could observe your telling of this history in the Susgrain rite of chronicling. You can regale me with this legend, and I'll repeat key elements back to you so that I can dedicate it to memory. If I am ever to see any of my kind again, I would covet the honor of carrying on the tale of your past in the chronicling. How exciting! Let's begin at once. What are you doing, Ironheart? Don't stand there like prey in the hunter's sights. Come, sit! The rite of chronicling requires that we sit facing each other, so that I can be sure not to miss a word. No, no, not like that. You must sit up, up! You cannot lie back. Yes, perfect. Now you may proceed. I see. The story truly begins before the war began in proper. During the Ixos Plague? A plague that Raub and Palim fashioned themselves with which to destroy life across Layard, while they kept the Centurion occupied, denying the mortal realm their aid. Instead, salvation came from an altogether different source. Because of their connection to the realm of Visrai, one of the Titan sons received insight into how the Ixos might be thwarted. the last soldiers of the Titan Sun Kingdom of Orvala set out from their home and brought the message to the peoples of Layard at a great cost to themselves. Raoub saw these events and knew that they were likely to succeed in their goal. She immediately began concocting a new scheme, one that would take advantage of the ethics of her altruistic brothers and sisters. While they could exterminate a plague if they were alerted to its existence, exterminating a race with intelligence comparable to the others would violate their most inviolable tenet, the protection of life. Centuries passed, and the peoples of the realm gradually began to recover from the plague. For their part, humanity soon returned to expanding their borders. This expansion continued down the Varile Peninsula, which was colonized by Rakushmi and dotted by settlements of Navishan frontiersmen? The peninsula was separated from the Isle of Abeda by only the most narrow of straits, and the island was believed uninhabited, which is why it came as a tremendous shock when an attack force from Abeda made landfall on the mainland. These attackers were nothing like mankind had ever witnessed, standing over 9 feet in height, with a hide like a crocodile. They plowed through the unsuspecting armies like a drake through a flock of does. Not knowing of the borders between separate sovereign nations, the Oka pressed up the peninsula until they reached the regions of the Kabatha and the Navishan Empire. Once they realized they were up against larger numbers than they had initially anticipated, they halted their advance in order to fortify their holdings. It wasn't long after that the nations being invaded formed the League of the Jade Hornets to bring their combined might to bear on the new threat. Are you finished? Already? Oh, but that can't possibly be all there is. What about the Oka? Why did they attack you in the first place? You have explained to me that they are easily provoked and laboriously appeased. But what could have provoked them to the extent that they would perpetuate a war over the course of centuries? Many actually believe they live to fight, that violence is simply their nature. And do you believe this? I didn't expect you would. That seems far too simple. Nothing and no one kills for no reason but to kill, unless their reasoning minds are compromised. There was a recent discovery of documents. Of what sort? plans for the colonization of Abeda, and for the extermination of an unidentified, imposing, and combative species that had made settlement next to impossible. Oh, that must surely have been the Oka! But if mankind misapprehended the Oka to be nothing more than beasts and condemned them accordingly... That was odd. I wonder what startled them. Are those Oka? What do we do, Einhard? Fight or flee? Fight it shall be! Was hit quite expertly, I might add. Yes, well, while it's true my human form has taken no damage, if I were to resume the shape of an elephant, you would see a gash on my real left leg large enough to travel my entire human torso. The pain from the wound is so strong that it carries even into this shape. I don't know whether I can walk. But if I were to take on the form of something small, say a langur or a chameleon, it would be a simple matter for you to carry me the rest of the way. Only if it's not too much trouble, I'd appreciate it very much if you could run as fast as your tiny human legs can carry us. Thank you, Ironheart.